Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of September, 2020. I am Steve from Neon Cyanetics. And on tonight's show, we have got Mr. Colin McKee from Northern Ireland. How
are you doing, Cole? Yes, I'm doing good.
All right, also I got my best mate, Simon Doogie Dugan. How are you doing, Doogs?
Boys, be all right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, all good.
Now,
good.
Right, so I've got nothing written down. It's just a phone call between three Spurs fans. Here we go. Southampton 2, Spurs 5. Colin, thoughts?
Thoughts. Well, if anybody listened
let
to last
the dog
week's...
out.
Good man. Let that dog out. If anybody listened to last week's show, they'll realise the predictions that Steve and I made. It was to be a really tight game on Thursday night away in Bulgaria, and boy, was that a tight game. We'll probably have to talk about that as well. Very, very fortunate. And then I tweeted Steve at half-time of the Southampton game. We had said that we'd lose by probably a goal, lose 2-1, and I tweeted him out and said, our predictions are all coming true, unfortunately. But thank goodness we turned it around that second-half performance. You know, the Sonny and Kane show, as I'm sure we'll get into it. And it was a much-needed win. It was a massive win for us, especially after the week, you know, the Gareth Bale, which I'm sure we'll chat about as well, the Gareth Bale coming in, and Reguilón, I think that's his name. Everybody was hyper, everybody was buzzing. And then after 45 minutes, it was just like, oh, my goodness, nothing has changed. And it was dire-looking football. I couldn't see where the goal was going to come from. I thought we were actually should have been 3-0 down. And thankfully, Sonny scored that goal just before half-time, which maybe settled us down. But look, it wasn't a brilliant performance in that first half, but the second half, major positives to take. And I think the change of bringing on Lo Celso really turned the game for me. I think he hasn't been given enough credit, obviously, because of what Kane and Son done. To me, he was the difference.
Doogie, what do you reckon?
Well, I think Jermaine Jennis, I mean... You know, Jermaine Jennis summed it up after about 30 minutes. He said something along the lines of, this is the worst Spurs side I've seen for about 5 years. He said their heads are down. They're not interested. They look terrible. And he completely went to town on us. And that was after 30 minutes. 65 minutes, we're scoring goals for fun. So clearly something needs to be done. Or maybe, you know, maybe just Lo Celso coming on and a few changes tactically turned it around. But we seem to be a little bit like that. You know, I don't know how we can be so bad in one half, yet so good in another. Like it's, you know, it's the difference is huge, isn't it? But it's a win. We played well for the last 45 minutes. We scored some great goals. So, yeah, look, onwards and upwards. Let's not moan just yet. You know, we scored some. Like I say, we scored some great goals. We got 3 points, and we're on the way. So, overall, it was a good week, wasn't it? Plus the signings.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, when you saw the documentary, there was a bit where wasn't it 0-0 with West Ham, and Mourinho just said, "Look, this is it, boys. If we don't get a result, if we don't win this game, that's it." And then we've got to play the rest of the season, you know, whatever it was, eight games left? And we're all have our heads down. We've got nothing to play for. I wonder if he said, you know, he literally said at half-time against Southampton, I wonder if he said, guys, you lose this game and that's it. You know, forget about it. We might go for fourth. But the catch-up is just going to be so hard. I wonder if he made that sort of state, that sort of speech, just to say, you lose this game, boys, and that is, you know, we're done. I wonder if he said that, Cole. What do you reckon?
Yeah, you could be right. Look, last week again, you know, we were quite downbeat on Mourinho, and look, I'm still worried. I still believe over the next 3 to 4 games, is going to tell a lot, especially with obviously Gareth Bale when he's fit and in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and obviously Reguilón coming in at left back, how we're going to change it. I do believe there probably will be a couple of other new signings as well that will come in. We still need to get that striker. That's why, in a way, I was a wee bit disappointed that Gareth Bale took the number 9 shirt, because I was sort of hoping that was maybe being held, and that sort of worried me a bit. But I think, you know, obviously something had to happen at half-time. In the first half, I just felt, looking around again, that the team weren't playing for him. They didn't seem to know their jobs. They didn't seem to know what they were doing. You know, obviously, Ndombele got a start. Other than what he done pre the goal, I don't think he done an awful lot to influence the game. Højbjerg, I think I tweeted out as well, did we sign his brother? You know, I don't want to be hard on the guy, but I know he's only been there, and I think it will take time to settle in. But that was probably just frustration coming out, you know, watching the game, and because we were playing so poor. But something must have happened at halftime, Steve, where maybe it was Lloris or Kane or someone maybe got hold of these guys and just said, look, you know, we've got to win this game. We have got to start showing. And something did click. But I honestly believe the change in midfield. And personally, I wasn't happy when Ndombele did get taken off. I probably was looking at Harry Winks maybe being the man that would have been maybe taken off at half-time.
Yeah.
But look, I thought Lo Celso just, he added a wee bit of energy and a bit of urgency. And I think his first touch was a forward pass as well. So as Dougie says, or look, we'll have to take the big positives out of it, yeah. You know, and hopefully that'll just boost a lot of confidence and let us go on, you know.
You know, I conduct things, Doogie. Otherwise, you know, we just go back to me and Cole. Right? So what's going on, right, is you've mentioned lots of people there, Cole, and we'll go through the team because I think there's so much to say about each player. But obviously, Doogie can't wait to have his say. So go on then, mate.
No, all it is I think look, we've got to look at it. I've said all along, I'll give him 8 games of the season. That's the first thing. Because you can't judge him until he's, you know, you've got 3 or 4 new signings, and it does take a few games for them to settle into what he's trying to do. So, like, we can't be overcritical just yet. If we're 5 to 10 games into the season and it's as bad as it was against Everton, then you can. But I think the midfield's got to work out what's the best midfield. I think we've got potentially, obviously now, 2 new fullbacks, and the forward line's going to change. So I think we've just got to be mindful. Let's just see what the next 5 to 8 games brings. But on Ndombele, I don't know. Not for me. I think the Celso is fantastic.
Well, let's talk about Ndombele now then. So okay. To me, he reminds me of Adel Taarabt. So Adel Taarabt, you know, well, he probably played no more than 20 games for Spurs, you know, and he probably maybe even only played 10. But, you know, his highlight reel for Spurs is probably fantastic because the way that he got the ball and he took a player on and that little turn he did was very, very Adel Taarabt, the way he got away from him and then laid it off. But, of course, as Mourinho said, he didn't do anything else in the game. You know, nice little touches. You can see the skill. Adel Taarabt, when he left us, what did he go to? QPR? And
yeah.
I think he was their captain for a little while. So he must have been a pretty good player. But obviously, famously went off at half-time and just got on the bus or something. And he's probably still quite young, I think, now. And he's probably only about 30. I don't know where he is now. But that's who he reminds me of. You know, other people, Rick on the Last Word on Spurs thinks that he, if we let him go, he'll be a fantastic player somewhere else. And I can see that. I can see what he's saying. But equally, and I'm 50-50 on this, if we went to PSG or if Barcelona did come in and say, right, we'll give him a go, I think he could equally go to, you know, a lesser side, I don't know, a Fulham or something, and, you know, be absolutely dreadful. You know, but maybe, and finish up playing in the, when it, what's he, 22, 23 or something? You know, finish up playing in the mid, for a mid-table French side, being their superstar, But because, you know, he's so inconsistent and he's so blooming lazy, you know, he just doesn't make anything of his career. And do you know what I would do, funnily enough, and I was thinking about this? I think I would loan him out. And I would think I would loan him out to a club like Fulham or a West Ham if they want him, and just say, you know, go and learn what the Premiership's all about. Premier League, you can't be a solid Spurs player at the moment. But these I mean, Fulham would be crying out. I mean, with Bilic in charge, you know, he'd be crying out for a player like that, wouldn't he? A really creative player. And you just say to him, look, you know, you pay this sort of fee, you know, but we want to see him play. So you've got to play the guy, and I'm sure he will play him, and see how he gets on at you know, a side that's not our direct rival, but we'll be playing our rivals. Do you see what I'm getting out of there? What do you reckon, Cole?
Yeah, look, I see where you're coming. Look, it's not going to happen, though. You know, the record signing of Spurs, you know, it's definitely, he's not going to go on loan anywhere, in my opinion. I would personally love to see, there's something there, and we all know there's something there, and I agree with Doogie what he's saying. I'm just not sure about him either. And every time I see him get his chance, I go, right, come on, please, please, show us what you're about. But I would love to see the guy get 4 or 5 games in a row. I think if tonight's game had went ahead against Orient, I think it would have been an ideal game to give him, and, you know, give him 60, 70 minutes, play him again on Thursday night and play him again on Saturday, you know, and just see how this guy goes. But I don't know. I don't know. There's just something about him. And I really just don't know if he's going to work for us. I really hope he does.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely talent there, and there's things that, like, from the first goal, he was outstanding. You know, and the strength that he showed and that turn in the forward pass. But, you know, we need to see that more regularly. But a bit like what Doogie's saying about Mourinho, I think we've got to give him 5, 8, 10 games this season if he plays, and let's make our decision then. And if he isn't doing it by Christmas, then January is maybe the time to offload him or loan him. If you're going to loan him, you loan him out to Barcelona, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, to a big club, and you maybe do a deal where, oh yeah, Mr. Coutinho can come the opposite way. You know, that's where I would be looking. But it's so tough, because I think when you're on Twitter and these platforms, everybody just really wants this guy to do so well for us, don't we?
But I think
the next big game then, are you picking, presumably you're picking a holding midfielder, and then the second midfielder is a choice of Lo Celso or Winks or Sissoko or maybe you're playing a three. Is Ndombele starting the next game instead of what are you doing the next game, Doogie? Are you picking Ndombele?
With Ndombele, I think we've got to realise that I think Mourinho is doing a bit of he's doing one of two things. He either sees a great player there, hence he's constantly talking about him now, how great he is, isn't he? He's great training, great lad. It's all very, very positive. So he's either doing that because he is being positive in training, or he's sat him down and said, look, I'll get you a move out of here. I'll talk positively about you. You know, rather than sticking and do a Pogba to him, he might have just said, look, I don't think you're going to work out for me, but I won't make out you're a bad character. I won't make out you're a bad player, and let's get you a move. And he might be doing that.
Conspiracy theories.
But what I'm saying is, in terms of the team, the reason they played a half was because they're both coming back from fitness. So I don't think he was pulled off because he was how he was playing. I think he'd probably said, we'll give you 45 minutes each. Personally, yeah. you'd want to play the whole the new guy in centre mid. Sorry.
Colbert.
Yeah, Pierre Holding, and you'd want Ndombele, Lo Celso just ahead. I mean, what a great three. But I don't think he works hard enough, Ndombele, for Mourinho, does he?
Yeah.
Doesn't get back for him.
Yeah. I still don't think Holbier will be our holder in 2 or 3 games' time. I think in 2 or 3 games' time, he'll put Sissoko there, because I think that Holbier is a good player, but he's not great. And I think that Sissoko definitely isn't a great player, but I think he just has got more presence. And I think he'll say to him, look, you're my man for that position. We'll see. We will see. You know, Sissoko wasn't that great last year, but the year before, Cole, do you remember we were saying that he's our player of the year? And that was above Kane and Son and all those other players. Son had won it, but I thought Sissoko was absolutely fantastic. And we forget because he didn't score great goals and he doesn't create very much, but just his work rate and winning that ball back. We'll see. We shall see. But, you know, with Sissoko sitting on the bench... it's an interesting one because did he come on? I can't remember if he came on.
No.
So, you know, I just wonder if he sort of says, you know, he's a big mountain of a man, and we shall see. You know, my hope is that, and I'm sure Hulbert will play against Newcastle, for example, and my hope is that, yeah, Hulbert is fantastic and Sissoko stays on the bench. A bit like I tweeted out the other day that when we signed Bale, I sincerely hope that Bale stays on the bench for a few games because I hope that that gives Moura a little bit of a kick up the bum. And I know he works hard, but, you know, you've got to now do, you know, you've got to now contribute a bit more. You've got to make more assists. You've got to score more goals. We know Moura can do it. Stop running into blind alleys and here's your chance. And, you know, keep Bale out the side. How great would that be?
That's it. Well, you put your third one as well. You know, there's another. I think the good thing there, just listening to you guys talking, it shows that we've actually got a wee bit of strength and depth as well. And I think that's the thing that Mourinho's been trying to do with it. You know, if the injuries come and things happen. Look, Gareth Bale for me will be straight into that team. Has to play week in, week out, in my opinion. But, you know, we've got Morris with the Bergwijns, if Son isn't doing... Like, if you think about it, bar Sunday's second half, Son hasn't been that great for us lately. He hasn't done that much. So, you know, with a lot of options, which I think is great, I still think we need to sign a striker and I think we need a centre-half. We haven't really spoken. Defence scares the life out of me.
Cole, so it does, where's Tandanga?
I think he's injured.
I mean,
he's got a fine injury.
Have we got another Ledley King on our hands? Because I watched that episode all about Tandanga, and I was watching it going, well, yeah, they're building this kid up, but he played two games and then got injured. So it was really weird watching that episode because I thought, you know, the big thing is it's about this new kid coming through, and he played two games and that was it. So, you know, and he hasn't featured again.
Yeah.
I mean, have we got another Ledley King on our hands?
Well, hopefully not. Well, hopefully he's as good as Ledley King.
but he's done his back at the end of the season. He's done his thigh, isn't he? So it's you know they you know he's I think he's okay. I don't think he's too far away.
Well, I don't think so. Well, there's your centre back then. We don't need another centre back if we got him. I think we need another holding midfielder. Because I don't think Hulbert's good enough. I don't think Winks is good enough. Or Sissoko. You know, I struggle to find a name. And, Miko, I hate that. Because I always say, who are you going to get? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I personally think we need a creative midfielder more. So I do. You know, the one name we'd all love is Coutinho. I think that would be an absolute wonder signing for us.
Forward ones. It's one of the two that we. But
Lo Celso isn't a creative midfielder when you think about it.
I think Lo Celso's more the creative. But I'm with Robbo. I think Sissoko, Winks, Hulberg, they're average. They're all average, aren't they, at best? And you look at the top teams. You look at City. What they've got in there, the guy that sits in there, and you look at Liverpool, you know, the Fabinho and the other guy they've just got, you know, really, really good.
Can we not get one of those Liverpool guys?
Really good ball winners, move it on. Ball winners, move it on.
Sorry, Dukes, weren't they trying to, wasn't Wijnaldum, wasn't he, you know, quote, he might have been leaving when Thiago came
he's,
in.
He's not there.
He's not available.
No, he's not the holding midfielder. They have Henderson or they have Fabinho or the new guy, Thiago. And then Wijnaldum pays higher.
I'll give you the name.
Go on.
Rice at West Ham.
Okay.
There he is. Perfect man.
Yeah.
Perfect man.
I'm going to be... I just think he's average.
I think I'm coming in possibly in the R squad with those players around him.
Yeah. I like him.
I think you're right. I think with Rice, I think he is a brilliant buy, Cole, because what it would do, of course, it would mean that Winks sits up a bit and goes, hang on a minute, what am I going to do? They could even play together, you know, two England midfielders pushing each other on, unlike what Lampard and Gerrard did, of course, which disgraced the English nation when they played together. But we won't go into that. But, you know, they could push each other on, maybe. I don't think West Ham are going to sell to us at the moment. And I don't think Russell. You know, Snodgrass?
No.
Can I just say, so have we seen the best of Winks? Is that what we're saying? Is this the best we're going to get?
I think so.
I've always said, Cole, haven't I, that Harry Winks will be West Ham's best ever player. Because when they eventually buy him, he will be absolutely fantastic for them.
I don't like to be hard on Winks. I really like the kid. But it is, as you say, it's about going to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's where I think maybe a Declan Rice could possibly take us to.
Yeah.
The other option there is, let's turn into the transfer show now, is what do you think of McTominay at Man United?
Yeah, but he wouldn't come to Spurs now.
He might. Mourinho will like them. Is he going to play with Van de Beek, Fernandes, Pogba,
good
Fred?
Point. Yeah,
I mean, he raves about Mourinho because he gave him his debut, didn't he?
Yeah, I like McTominay.
Okay, good point, yeah. And Dele Alli, we know that Fergie obviously is still sitting there in the stands looking down at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and saying, what are you doing, mate? And we know that he likes Dele Alli from the documentary. So maybe that could be it. Because I was thinking that they might be a swap deal with Dele Alli and Lingard. But that could be a different one. That could be a, you know, Dele Alli and...
I hope not.
That could be a swap, couldn't it?
Yeah. Look, Dele Alli... We have to get on to it as well. And look, we still haven't even spoke about the second half performance.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dele Alli, I'll be gutted if Dele Alli leaves. I really will. I just think there's so much potential. Look, you just have to look at this kid's stats of what he has done for us. I honestly think he is one of the best players when he's on his game. I think he creates for us. He scores goals for us. And I think if we let him go as a club, it will be a massive mistake. Massive mistake.
Agreed.
Go on, Doogie. What do you reckon on Dele Alli?
Well, look, Dele Alli had two brilliant seasons and then he struggled. And he struggled because he's had two bad hamstring injuries, isn't he? Last year, really bad.
Yeah.
And he just, you know what? I'm with you, Colin. You don't sell Dele Alli, regardless of how he is at the moment, attitude or whatever it may be. You don't sell Dele Alli. Like Dele Alli, you don't sell him. Like you, like, and he's probably said to him, "Look, you need to get your head down. You need to train harder. You need to, you know, maybe Dele Alli's been a bit affected by that video, by the Amazon Prime thing, and watched himself and thought, God, he's picking on me here. He keeps calling me lazy. Well, do you know what? The fact is, maybe he is lazy in training, but he does do a lot in the games. But the last few games or the last half of the season, he wasn't great, was he? His touch wasn't great. He wasn't scoring the goals. He wasn't getting the assists. Everyone was saying that, but you don't sell him. Like, you do not sell Dele Alli, surely.
I wonder 100%. If you go back a few, you know, a couple of years when it was Dele Alli, Eriksen, Kane, Son, Lamella, you know, as those guys all up front, all mixing it about, all playing great football. You know, Eriksen went, and then it's like, you know, Dele Alli, it was all on him, wasn't it? Because obviously Son and Kane got injured. Maybe, you know, Bale coming in, just picture this in your mind's eye. Not the Newcastle game, but obviously whenever Bale comes in and they're sitting there at half time and Bale looks across at Dele Alli and he's played the first half and he's done tricks and flicks and stuff. And Gareth Bale might say to him, "Listen, what, instead of doing that flick you did on 20 minutes and 25 minutes and 30, just look up and find me or Harry." And then Harry goes, "Exactly, that's what I've been telling him." And it, you know, just find us two. Just when you get the ball, Dele, find me or Harry and we'll get it. We'll find you and work like that. And then Sonny's there going, and me, I'll help you out. And I can see that conversation going on, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. Look, as we say, I don't think we need, you know, you imagine we turn up to play Man United in 2 weeks, 3 weeks' time, and Dele Alli's playing against us.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you'd be gutted. If he's going to go, he has to go abroad, in my opinion. We cannot go back to being a club that sells our best players to a rival.
Well, his value, if you think of what his value was 2 years ago mm-hmm. to what it is now, so yeah. the value's dropped. I just think at the end of last season, he was played centre forward for three games. He was played out on the right, out on the left. They all got injured and he was doing all the work. I just think Mourinho's left him out and said, look, sort yourself out, try and get your head down and train harder. We've got new players coming into that. Dele Alli's too good to move on at the moment. He needs to get his confidence, get his form back. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's too good for us to move on.
I think
100%.
There are lots of people that don't rate Dele Alli, and they say he's been poor for 2 years.
So I think he's been injured for 2 years.
But also, you know, he needs to have a look at himself. But I think that people can help him. Again, you know, you watch the Dele Alli episode of that All or Nothing, and you go in, he's saying all the right things, and he comes across great when he's interviewed. You just wonder what's going on there. Right, what about the second half against Southampton, Carl?
Hello, how do we go? Look, we have to talk about it. You know, what a performance from, look, what about Harry Kane? Do you know what I mean? Like, some of the passing, was it the hat-trick goal where he didn't even look and he played it across?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And do you know what? I thought their interview, the two of them after, was fantastic. The way, you know, Son just seems to just stare at him in awe. You know, he's looking at Harry Kane as if, you know, you are the superstar, and Son doesn't realise what he is, you know, sometimes. But, you know, it shows that they're talking in the changing room. That's what Kane said. You know, I know he's always going to run in behind me. And, you know, maybe it's a thing where Kane's starting to realise he just doesn't have that pace, maybe since the hamstring injury. And he is going to have to tilt his game up a bit, you know, to let Son do that running for him. So, you know, it was great. And I was delighted Kane got his goal as well, because, you know, Harry Kane, all strikers still like to put the ball in the back of the net. Whether you've set four up or not, you like to get your name on the score sheet. But I just thought the whole second half, there was a bit of energy about us, there was movement, and we were ruthless in front of net, which was great to see. So an all-round great performance. Hopefully we can go from there.
Were you surprised, Steve?
What's that?
Were you surprised by Harry Kane's performance?
Is this the Doogie?
To me, I tell you why, because I think what we need to realise with Harry Kane is he whenever he's had a bit of time out or he's a rest or before the season, he takes four games to get going. We know that. He always, that first game against Everton, he looks, then he goes off to England for two games, and then he scores in midweek, and then he now looks sharper. He takes four games. So that was the perfect game for him. But we're not surprised at all, are we? I mean, he had a couple that were offside in the first half, didn't he? So he could have had a hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have two in the first half that were offside, I think? Or him and Son had one?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're
not surprised, are we? Because he plays those passes all the time. He's a brilliant football player.
Yeah. But do you think he's now looking at Gareth Bale thinking, actually, there's a little bit of pressure off me to be the main man now? I don't know. Will he look at that now?
I think he looks at it both ways. I think he looks at the pressure's off me because I'm not the main man, but also the pressure's on me because we've got a world class player coming in, and I want to be as good as him. And I think also that Mourinho, there's a very good possibility that at half time Mourinho had a go at him as well, and just said, "Come on, you know you're the superstar in this team, and you need to show yourself a little bit more as well. There's no point standing up front and being stroppy, like you were against Everton." Because he did look stroppy against Everton. I didn't see any of the Plovdiv game. Did he look stroppy in that? Does anyone know?
I didn't see it. But when was the last time you saw Harry Kane get brought off as a sub for Spurs?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a first, wasn't it? And it was quite good.
Well, it needs to happen more often. because you know, I went off earlier because we've got to manage Harry Kane a lot better.
Yeah.
We really, really have. Especially,
but that's the first time ever.
Any more strikers? Are we going to get any more strikers, Carl?
I do. I think we'll. I think we'll have to. Obviously, because if you think about it, Kane's playing on Thursday night. The Europa League's massive for Spurs this year. Mourinho is 100% wants to win that trophy.
Yeah.
So he's playing Thursday night, and unless we're comfortably winning, Kane will play the 90 minutes, and Kane plays again on Sunday. And then I think, is it next week? Is it Tuesday, Thursday again?
Well,
so
it's not going to be Tuesday because we didn't play Leighton Orient tonight. You know, I don't know if it's going to be rescheduled for next Tuesday, but it would have been Chelsea. And then again Thursday in the Europa. But I don't know what's going to go on next Tuesday. I mean, whether we play Leighton Orient next Tuesday, I'm not sure if they've got other games. It's a bit up in the air at the moment, so I'm not too sure.
Yeah. But look, he's got a lot of games coming up. So, look, we need a striker. I've been saying it for 5 years, 6 years. We need a striker. I'm seeing all these rumours, some guy from Wolfsburg. And I actually heard Ben Teke today mentioned. You know, all these guys and names that we haven't really heard of. Danny Ings, I tweeted out again on Sunday, you know, just go and get Danny Ings. You know, I love Danny Ings. I think his movement, I think him and Kane together would work really well. But even you imagine if Kane needs a rest, you have a forward line of Son, Bale and Ings.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Spurs need. You look at Liverpool, you know, they've got Firmino, Mane, Salah, they've signed Jota from Wolves. Origi isn't a bad stand-in. You know, all these guys are happy. We done it years ago when we had Kane and Sheringham and Berbatov and Kanute and Defoe. You know, we've always had it, and we need to get a striker in 100% because Kane needs a rest.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if we go and get Troy Deeney.
Do you know what? People laugh at that. I would take him. I would take him. 100%.
Yeah.
Do you know what he is? He's a bully. He's a leader in the dressing room. And he would love to come to somewhere like Spurs. And do you know what? To me, he would have fire in his belly to go out and say, do you know what? I'm going to show people how good I am, that I can play at a top, top club. And he would be ideal.
He hasn't played for Watford yet. He said he wants to stay in the Premier League. I'm not saying he's the answer, but don't be surprised if we go and do that. And why did we let Troy Parrott go? You know, surely Troy Parrott would have fitted into that side. Really? Coming off for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
He's good.
Exactly. He's a young kid. I think he just needs that wee bit of experience, you know, just to maybe toughen him up. But, you know, Troy Deeney is a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, would you take him, Steve?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we need a body. We need a striker to come in and be that man who's going to be a striker. You know, round pegs in round holes. Because we want everybody to do their best. And, at the moment it's looking like Moura might be the second striker. We can't have Son as the second striker, you know, the striker to come in when Kane's not playing, because Son is so important playing in the league games. But look, you know, we've got you know, this game in Macedonia coming up. Do you want to see lots of changes and then back to our best side against Newcastle? Are we mixing and matching? How are we going to do these next two games?
I think there will be a few changes, but Mourinho wants this trophy. Mourinho wants us to get a run, so I think we won't see many changes. What I would possibly do, I'd maybe bring Serge Aurier in at right back. I think Doherty hasn't really, again, a bit like Højbjerg, he's going to have to take a wee while to settle into the squad. I wouldn't have a qualm about bringing maybe Serge in.
I think that's a great shout. I think that is a great shout, yeah.
Yeah, and I think if we're keeping him at the club, he needs to see that he's going to play as well.
That you say to Serge, you have a whisper in his ear, and you say, you're coming in for this game. You say to Doherty, you say to him, right, you're going to be rested for this one. You know, get yourself sorted for Sunday against Newcastle, whatever. But, you know, we'll rest you for this one. Doherty shakes, nods his Hudson goes, yeah, fine, boy. And you have a quiet word in Serge's ear and say, listen, you are in my plans. You go out there, you defend like you're defending the World Cup final, and you attack and go on, show them what you're made of. Because there's no doubt about it, Serge Aurier play football. What do you reckon, dude?
100%.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, Serge Aurier is a great. He was good last year. I guess he makes mistakes. He created chances. He scored goals. Yeah, he's a fine one. So I would bring him straight in. I just think left back wise, we've got no one else at the moment, have we? We've got the new guy. So I guess we play Ben Davies and play the new guy on Sunday because the new guy's fit.
Yeah.
So I guess you play Ben Davies again and play the new guy. Or one of them will play.
Not Danny Rose.
I don't know what you do. Do you save the new guy for the Premier League or do you play him away in the Europa? Because he's fit and he's good to go.
You play Luke.
Yeah.
The league is whatever way you slant it, whatever way you say, oh, we need a trophy. The league games are the bread and butter. They're the ones where when you walk in the next day into work or whatever, they're the ones that you get the banter. You go out of a cup and that's happened. It's the league games that are the big ones. They always are. They always have been.
I think the difference, but
at the end of the day, the league is your bread and butter. That is your stable game. So you always got to play your best side in the league. You know, and even people that say we desperately need a trophy, otherwise we're going to go out of business. I'm not going to support Spurs anymore unless we win a trophy. Even they would, you know, against if we beat the Macedonians. Side, it's a Newcastle. We'll be the first ones to say, oh, you know, this is disgraceful, awful, blah, 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 you know. So,
I think the better in the league.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think the good thing is, or the difference is this year, Mourinho is definitely looking at, it's not about winning a trophy, in my opinion. This is another major avenue to get Champions League football if top four doesn't happen. And that's what Mourinho done at United. He focused on that Europa League.
Yeah.
And he won and got United because he knew United weren't good enough to finish top four.
Yeah.
And he also possibly has doubts us. And I guarantee you, his job this year is to get us back in the Champions League.
Hmm.
So he will push all resources in the Europa League and in the league to the best that he can. I think the good thing is we have a bit of backup this year in players. And I think there, if you say like Thursday night, he's going to be quite happy, say bringing Serge Aurier in, Linger, Alderweireld, Davies, midfield, Sissoko, I reckon, will come in.
Yeah.
Lichelso will probably play because I think he'll be feisty out in that kind of a game of Macedonia. And he'll probably maybe play Harry Winks again beside him or Højbjerg. And then possibly with Bergwijn and Son and Kane. I think that's where I can see. And then the league, he knows he can still go strong.
So do you not think he'll bring, he'll definitely bring Sissoko in, and I think maybe alongside Ndombele. You don't think he'll do Lamela and Bergwijn on the wings? You think he'll go full?
Yeah, he'll go Son, Kane and Bergwijn.
Right.
I guarantee you Son and Kane playing this game. It's a one-off, it's a cup final. We lose and we're out.
Yeah.
He needs to get us to the, he's going to play this game and the following week if we get through, like cup finals, then we're in the group. He'll have a look at the group stage and go, do you know what? There's three weak teams in there. It's home and away. We can rest a few boys then in those games. We'll still have enough to qualify.
Hang on a minute. This Thursday is a qualifier. And then isn't the following Thursday another qualifier?
Yeah.
It's the final qualifier next Thursday, isn't it?
And do we know who we've got in that if we get through?
There's names, I can't pronounce them, but we're at home. That's all I know.
Oh, we're at home.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right.
So we win this, and it's a home game for that last qualifier.
And then, isn't it like, haven't we got three internationals?
Yeah.
Possibly.
He's got to say to Harry, you know, you cannot play in these guys. He won't do it. But Jose's got to say to him, Harry, you can't play in these three games. What do you reckon?
I think the difference is we've got someone like Mourinho now. who will be quite happy to speak to Harry on the side and say, hey, do you know what, you're not fit enough. And will he pull him out of a squad? Now, we know that Harry Kane won't want to do that, but deep down, if these are silly, I don't know what these it's this League Nations games. What a load of rubbish.
Yeah, but they're rubbish, but they're a tough opposition. That's the trouble.
Yeah, Belgium, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but it's Belgium. I think one of them's a friendly, isn't it? One's a friendly and one's a...
Yeah, there's
one's a League
Nations. I think there's three. I think there's three internationals. Yeah.
He's captain of England. He will go. He will want to go. He won't pull out. He might do his say, look, we'll play you two out of three. But actually, we've got to remember, the more games Harry Kane play, the better. If he rests for 2 weeks or whatever, or doesn't play, he's not good, Harry Kane. He has to keep playing games to stay sharp.
All right, interesting. So well, again, when he gets injured in the second game, we can blame you.
100%.
Well, this is why there's 13 days left of the transfer window. In these next 13 days, that striker is a priority.
Coming in, Cole. Who are we going to get? Who do you want?
Troy Deeney. I think Doogie called it. I actually thought about Deeney. I'd take Troy Deeney tomorrow. If put it like this, I prefer to sign Troy Deeney than sign some guy Wolfsburg that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Or some guy from Napoli that I've never heard of that's never played in the Premier League. Some other guy from the German team that played the league. We know what Troy Deeney's gonna give us. And when he's fit, he's a beast of a player, strong, he's gonna rough up defences, he scores penalties. He scores goals. He will get that. So I'm going to put it all out there. If instead of signing one of these unknowns, go and get Troy Deeney.
All right, Doogie, who are you going for?
I'm Troy Deeney, but I also think you never know a last minute for Olivier Giroud. He always scores against us.
Okay.
He always plays well against us. You bring him in. He was great for Chelsea at the end of last season. He's come 2 years. You know, lived. But I do think.
And he wanted to come. He wanted to come completely.
But the one you want is Danny Ings. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. I go for.
That's my first choice. Sorry, Dan. Danny Ings, and then
I'd go for the lad at the Rangers, Chris McKee.
I wish. Wow. Get him down.
Okay, and anybody else that you think that we might buy. You know, what are we looking at?
Centre half from South Korea. Are we still into him?
I mean, no idea. No idea if he's in or not.
Possibly.
Right.
Look, if we're only allowed to bring in one more, we need a striker. But if we can get two, I definitely would still love Coutinho as my dream signing for us. He really is. That is, you know, I would love a striker, a Coutinho, and a centre half.
You know what, Cole? Because we got Gareth Bale, I wonder if that would, you know, open the door to other players like Coutinho, who previously might have said, "Well, I'm not going to go to Tottenham because I'm at Barcelona, I've been at Bayern Munich. Why would I go to Tottenham?" He might look at Gareth Bale and go, "Wait there, why is that guy going there?" You know, and that might go, "Wow, actually." You know, that is a good sign. I mean, what player now? If Jose picked the phone up to a player right now and said, "It's Joe, we've just got Gareth Bale. Fancy coming and joining us?"
Yeah.
Would you swap Coutinho and Dele Alli?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
You do straight.
No.
Coutinho and Dele Alli straight.
Plus, it's putting Dele Alli into Spain. He's not going to another play club. But yeah, I said earlier that I wouldn't, so I'm contradicting myself.
With the loan thing, my idea of the loan thing is that if Dele Alli, not Dele Alli, Ndombele, and I would much rather loan out or get rid of Ndombele than Dele Alli. I really would.
100%.
I would sell them or loan them. No, I'd loan them because I want to see what both can do. You know, they're both still young. Don't forget. So yeah. I would loan them to a Premier League side that's not in our, you know, that's not competing with us, but will play against our rivals. And I can do like that, going to a Fulham or even a West Brom or someone like that, and being absolutely fantastic. Like, you know, that's the point of the loan thing, and.
Well, we shall see what happens. But look, I know we need to round up here.
Yeah.
We haven't really Gareth Bale signing. I know we've mentioned him, but you know, we don't want to talk about this guy Reguilón as well. But look, what a day! And how did? Sorry, I'm asking the questions here now, Steve. I've took over from you.
No problem.
How did you feel last week? And what did you think about having to wait 24 hours?
Well, the wait was excruciating, and plus the people giving all the things about him being injured and all this, this, that, and the other, and you're like, wow, what's going on here? So, you know, it was fantastic. I remember, you know, my hero was Chris Waddle, and when he got sold, I was so gutted. And then about 4 or 5 years later, of course, he shifted, and I thought, what's going on? He was magnificent. Okay, Carl, what do you reckon then?
Yeah, well, look, as you have said it all about Gareth Bale coming as well. And look, for me, that day was fantastic. You know, when the news sort of broke that we were going to possibly get him back and wondering whether we would. But, you know, seeing the guy arriving in the car at the training ground, as a lot of people said, it was like Christmas morning, wasn't it? We all became kids again, and we all got excited. And look, what a player. You know, people can try and, oh, he's 31, he's past it. Any other Premier League team would have been absolutely bouncing
They really would. Yeah. Imagine him going to Man City, Cole. They'd exactly. have gone mad for him.
Exactly.
Mad for it.
Yeah, so look, it was what a day. And Reguilón was the icing on the cake for me, because that's the only thing. And I thought Spurs done the media thing absolutely brilliant. The way they sort of started with him and then leaving it with the phone call over to you. You know, they made him part of it. The two of them going onto the pitch together. And you know what? He is a top, top signing for us. He really, really is. So, you know, we can't forget the importance of hopefully that guy coming in as well. So, look, all real positive week this week compared to how we felt after the Everton game. I do believe we'll get in at least another one or two players. And we'll see who Mourinho, because he's going to have to offload a few guys as well. You know, we're sitting, I think he left 8 players behind, he said on Sunday. So, you know, there's going to be a few to go. But look, we'll see what happens, and look, fingers crossed we get a good performance Thursday and we go out and beat Newcastle, because I think we've got United after that. So it's an important week.
All your mates in Northern Ireland who are the
United fans. I'll be ready for them.
I just think we should sell all the players that we don't want to West Ham, because I think Danny Rose would be brilliant for West Ham. I think Lamella would be brilliant for West Ham. I think Moura would be. I think Winks would be. I think all these players would be just like perfect West Ham players. But of course, we don't want to, because actually, I think they'd do really well for them. And, you know, as much as, you know, I'm not a great fan of West Ham, I like him. I like him more than about 5 or 6 other clubs who I can't say. Let's finish up on this, Cole. What's your list? Let's go down your list of teams you hate the most.
Okay, number one is Arsenal. Has to be. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Even though they're very, very close to Arsenal, to be honest with you.
Second for me is Liverpool.
Yeah. I don't have a major problem with Liverpool. So I don't. I'd probably put them in my top five. Trying to think who else I not like. I don't like West Ham, and the reason I don't like West Ham, I think they're a bit of a bogey team to us sometimes. I know we usually beat them, but like they turned up first team to beat us at the new stadium. You know, they always seem to creep into those areas when we play them of real importance, and that's why I'm sort of quite glad we're playing them quite early here. You know, they're just one of those wee niggly teams. After that, there's not too many more that I really dislike.
It's Arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's Arsenal, and Chelsea are very, very close to them now. Yeah. You know, they're just to me they're just a plastic club. You know, they've went out and spent £250-260 million, and I know they didn't have a lot of their new players against Liverpool on Sunday, but you know they weren't great looking.
Yeah, but this thing about what's happened with Abramovich, you know, I don't know what it means by having investment in other players, you know, it doesn't sound good. But nothing will come of it. It'll be nothing. And we're all desperate for Abramovich to, you know, give up the ghost and just say, you know, oh, I'm bored of it now. But trouble is, he's not an old man, is he? And my fear is that he's going to go, oh, you know, we haven't won it this year, so we'll just plough a load more money in. And just keep, and you're like, for goodness sake. All right, mate.
Yeah, it's good to chat again. I think we lost Doogie there just at the end, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bad connection.
Yeah, he had to go and do his hair. It was he had a hair out of place. So that was that one. All right, matey. New laptop and microphone next week.
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
And I'm really enjoying these shows. I know all the thousands of listeners are as well. You know, we're doing pretty well. I think we were top of the podcast list last week. But it was on Tuesday morning between 5:30 and 5:35. So unless you looked at the charts right at that moment, then you wouldn't have known it. So, but you know, and I didn't screenshot it, unfortunately. But you know, we don't self promote. We don't do any of that rubbish.
Well, we used to, you know, and obviously we're only getting going again. But like, if anybody is listening to us, we are getting lots of downloads, which is great. Give us a retweet on Twitter. And give us a follow. I'm at Colin Spurs. And what are you, Steve, again?
Steve Hotspur podcast, something like that. But, you know, it's just a bit of fun. It's nothing too serious. We promote all the other pods. All the other pods are brilliant.
I love them all. I love them all.
Give them all a listen. The genders and all this rubbish. No, everyone just disperses. I had a brilliant summer of talking to so many great podcasters. And they're all absolutely fine. There's not one podcaster who doesn't not love Spur. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but give them all a listen. They're all brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
The Arsenal one. Okay, right. Come on, you Spurs. Let's get a Women's Thursday and a Women's Sunday.
Yes. Come on, you Spurs.